rugby league time, and we have a very special guest online. Brad Arthur, the Parramatta Eels coach, joins us. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Brad, yeah, we're well in here, thanks, mate. Parramatta last year, obviously a significant improvement on the year before, but no title again, Brad. We go back to 1986. I'm sure you're probably a little tired of hearing about the past, but are you burdened by the past or are you motivated by the past?
Look, not burdened, but not so much motivated either, really, because, you know, we need to worry about right now what we're doing, and, yeah, it's disappointing and that it's been that long. But, you know, look, we shouldn't need extra motivation to want to perform well. You know, look, everything the boys are about and how hard they've been training is about trying to do their best. So we shouldn't need extra motivation, but I'm sure, you know, it adds to it as well.
Brad, your halfback Mitchell Moses, I thought, went to a new level last year. Is Mitchell capable of going to another level, which would put him not only in the frame to guide your side into the top four, but also for State of Origin?
Yeah, look, I think he's more than capable to go to the next level, but the other thing he's doing, he has to. We need him to. And if he wants to be one of the premier players of the game, and if he wants to, you know, he's got aspirations to play rep football, well, you know, he needs to go to that next level. Having Andrew Johns on board can help with that, but it's just got to be the one desire. You know, look, we can give Mitchell all the help he needs, but at the end of the day, it's got to be his want and desire, and all the signs at the moment are showing that, you know, he's really hungry for it, and he's really hungry for success, and he's really hungry to be better than he was last year.
Brad, how have they gone with Andrew Johns in that halves role? Are they getting the autograph book out to start with and then sort of taking it all in, and how much are they learning?
Yeah, look, they were a bit overwrought at the start, but obviously, you know, the bloke's done everything in the game. He's so smart when he talks. You know, I just love listening to him when he's talking to the boys and how he breaks it down for them. The real intricacies of the game, you know, and he can talk to the boys on their level as well and talk to them about building the game. And he was one of the greatest players with the skill set he had. And he knows that Mitchell and Dylan have got similar skill sets, but, you know, like, he, you know, he's just trying to pass on to them that he didn't try and use it all the time and he didn't try and pull the trigger all the time. You know, you've got to build a game plan, and you know, and it might take 79 minutes, but it's waiting to the right time to strike. And, you know, that's the bit that he's working on with our young, you know, our young spine. And he's also doing some work with a few of our younger kids, which, you know, you can see the development in them already. So it's going to be a really big bonus for us as a team and as a club, but, you know, still, at the end of the day, there's got to be the want and the desire from the players, which is what we're seeing at present.
Brad, the 58-0 semi-final win over Brisbane was, I guess, one of the great performances in the club's history, going back to 1947. But the week after, you went to Melbourne and got well and truly thumped. Did that leave a really sour taste in your mouth, and did it sort of erode what you had achieved during the season?
Yeah, it's definitely disappointing, and that's something that we've talked about and relived a few times throughout our pre-season. But that there was an indication of a few of our performances. You know, we overall, we played pretty well for the majority of the season, but there's four or five games that were just too far from our best performances, and they were off the back of our best performances. Those performances that we weren't proud of were on the back of a really good win the week before, but we didn't start those games with the same mentality of, you know, that we started the previous weeks. We sort of started those games with the mentality we had at the finish, where we were scoring tries at will or really dominating the game. We thought we could just go back to doing that from the start. You know, we need to, every game's a new game, every half's a new half. You've got to go back, start, build the platform and earn the right, and we just weren't doing that.
We're chatting to Eels coach Brad Arthur. Brad, is this the best squad on paper that you've coached? I mean, is this your dream squad to take Parramatta to that next level?
Look, definitely on paper, it's the best squad. But you know, we've seen that before. You know, with teams or clubs, you need to have the want and the desire. They need to have the right attitude. You can have the best team and on paper that you like, but, you know, I want to have the best team on paper, but I want to have the best team, you know, the team with the best attitude as well. Because if you don't have a great attitude, it doesn't matter how good we are.
Brad, what about you? I've sort of known you a long time now. You're quite an intense man and you're a very proud coach. How do you spend your downtime? What do you do to try to chill and get away from rugby league and the intensity that it carries daily?
Yeah, so look, I get asked that a lot, and it's a boring answer, but I'm happy doing what I do, or very happy doing what I do. My family is, and my downtime is either family time, but most of that revolves around footy. You know, my boys play footy. The probably downtime away from footy is a bit of netball with my daughter, but at the end of the day, everything that we do, everything, my life and my family life revolves around footy, and we love it, and, you know, we go over to Norman's, my wife came over to watch with the kids, so, yeah, I don't know.
Was it Bulldog that wrote the story last year about you staying up all night on the computer? What was that yarn?
Every coach does that. It's just what, you know, like, there's only 16 jobs available, and every coach works as hard as the next coach, and every coach enjoys it, and we understand the expectations that come with it, and we wouldn't change it. You know, it's great. I love it. I feel privileged to be an NRL coach. I feel privileged to coach at this club.
How do you go on the sidelines, Brad, with the kids, and especially at netball? How's that go?
Yeah, netball's all right, because my daughter's a bit fiery, so I don't mind that. But the boys' footy, sometimes I get more nervous watching me boys play than I do, you know, with our NRL team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're learning to get better with it.
I also want to apologise too for knowing Bulldog so long. When he was rattling through that, I thought, oh, geez, that's not a rap. How long have you known each other, Bulldog?
Oh, I wouldn't say Brad and I are overly tight, but I've spoken to Brad many times, and he was at Melbourne. I knew him when he was down there at Manly.
Yeah,
so I knew him when he had hair, actually.
Yeah, no, that was a while ago. So.
Why do you think that Parramatta can go all the way this year? What separates this year from others?
Obviously, you know, we touched on our squad. I think it's a really good squad. And I think another pre-season together with our spine, we're settled there. Even though it's young, we're settled there. You know, we're not chopping and changing our spine, which has sort of happened a bit in my time here. And, we're settled on that spine, the inclusion and, the help that they're going to get from Andrew. But just the attitude I'm seeing at training. You know, we've got to transfer that onto the field. I know it's a big transfer. That's the hard bit, transferring that onto the field. But all the indications at training are that, they're sick of mediocrity and they want to perform well week in, week out. And, there was a few performances last year that we're not pleased about, and we don't want to have them. You know, we don't want to be embarrassed by that.
No. Well, last year's anything to go by. You'll be going you grow 1,000 legs when you play at Bankwest Stadium. You really made that your fortress. What about the captain's challenge and the implication of this is a new option? We're going to see it trialled. What, firstly, is your take on it? And has there been any discussion with your captains or with the playing group, the leadership group, on how to use this particular new rule and option?
Yeah, well, we've got a trial on Friday against South, so I think it's in, so we'll get an opportunity to have a trial run with it. But we've worked really hard on our discipline here, especially last year, and only having the one person talk to the referees. You know, we don't want 1,000 people talking to the referees, so it'll be the same principle for us. Gutho will be the only person that can come up with the judgment call and the challenge. You know, I don't want 1,000 people, trying to run and worrying about challenging. They just need to worry about their own game. And if we get time to get a message down to challenge something, we will. Otherwise, we'll just back our captain to make that call on the run. We just certainly don't want 1,000, all our players worrying about their captain's challenge. Yeah. I just want them to worry about themselves and their game.
It seems we tinker with the game each and every, tiny bits year after year. Is there anything that you would change in the game from a coach's perspective that you look and go, gee, if we change this, it would, make the game open up more, or any particular rule?
Well, look, I think we've got a really good game, and sometimes I'm not sure if we need to make too many changes. I think the game's really good. We brought the strip in last year. I got, probably some more clarity a bit around the strip rule. I don't know if, if I'm all for that. On occasions, I think it's a good rule. And on occasions when there's a bit of, black, it's not black and white, I think there could be changes there. But overall, we've got a really good product. And, we just need to make sure that all the clubs buy in and we get on board.
Brad, what's different from the Brad Arthur of 5 years ago to the Brad Arthur that we talked to this morning?
we've had to learn that, you know, like we talk about my intensity, you've got to learn to make sure that's a bit more measured and, you know, like there's a time and place for it. All the players are different. You know, it's not, you know, everyone says, you know, same rules for everyone. Well, that doesn't work. You know, like you got to, they all get motivated different ways. They all respond differently. You know, some can respond to a spray. Some need to give a cuddle. Some need to do it privately. So, just experience, I suppose, of learning to make, you know, making mistakes and then learning from those mistakes and trying not to make them too many times over. So that's probably what's different. Learning to trust my players more. You know, and obviously, you know, and around the staff, you know, I've got a really good staff together and making sure that, you know, you trust those guys to do their job and delegate and give them responsibility, which, you know, comes with accountability.
Well, Brad, thanks so much for your time. We certainly appreciate it. We know you're busy. We know there isn't enough hours in the day. Good luck with the trials. Hope you get through unscathed. Good luck with the season. We'll talk during the year and all the best for the mighty Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Appreciate the support.